Mackey Motors pregame show and rolling on here on 93.7 at KKRL. Find your roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City. And, of course, Mackey Motors in Lake City, a recipient of the Excellence Award for 15 years of running. So we congratulate them for that. We also congratulate head coach Sean Burks and the Ottoman Wheelers. They come into this game against Xira Elkhorn Kimbledon 1-1, coming off a win last week. Sean, congrats on that one. That was a tough place to go over and play last week, but you guys able to fight through and pull out that victory.
Yeah, really proud of the way the kids got off the bus ready to go. A long trip, a hot trip. We weren't in school yet. And a lot of things working against us. But they came out and we scored on, three touchdowns in the first half. Only had one empty drive. It was a pretty clean game. Not a lot of three and outs, a lot of stalled drives and a pretty good defense at times. And then the second half, they made some adjustments. We stubbed our toes at times and, they end up with 12 penalties for 90 yards, and it's tough to overcome that. But every time they came back, we did enough to hold on and got a stop at the end and got one first down to take a knee to end the game. So, any win is big. Any win is good. But getting off to 1-0 in district play is really, really big to not be behind the eight ball the rest of the way. So this week we're back with a local rivalry, so to speak, mm-hmm. but it's a non-district game. So hopefully we can work a few more kinks out, get ready to go and show some more growth because, after this week, they're all going to matter for district standings.
As you mentioned, non-district and local rivalry, Xira Elkhorn Kimbledon hosting you guys tonight. So a second straight week on the road. We'll talk about that in a second, Coach. But how has this rivalry changed with you guys and the Spartans in the time you've been at Ottoman?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, to be honest. Number one, We've only been in their district about half the time. Mm-hmm. They've gone south. We've gone north or east or west at different times, but we've tried to still keep each other on the schedule because it just makes sense financially, to have a gate that big of a game, to limit the travel because usually we have pretty good trips like Colonesco and others. So it makes a lot of sense to play each other, but, we're not in the same conference. Don't play in every sport. And now obviously with Tom, Tom's given it up and Drew's taking it over. So just a little bit different there, just kind of a different vibe. The past few years, it's been Coach, Tom Peterson and me, and it's been a district game. And, they beat us a few years ago to go on to a district title. We've beaten them on the way to district titles. We both qualified for the playoffs some years. So it's just a little bit different this year being a non-district and without Coach Peterson on the other sideline.
Coach, you mentioned, this is a good program that you're going against, a playoff-type team. They got their first win last week as well. Looks like they've got some offense going. They were able to put points on the board in a loss to Orweva, but then came back last week again with a little better defensive performance. But what have you seen from their offense? Because they're putting up some pretty good points right now.
Yeah, I think a big part of it, anytime with a new coach, and I can speak, when we took over 11-man and when we transitioned to 8-man, there's just a big learning curve. You think you know some things, but really until you get out there, you're not real sure. So I think I've seen a lot of growth out of their team in their first 2 weeks, and I think they're going to grow again. And we're probably lucky to play them week 3 and not week 8. But regardless, they're progressing. They're coming together. They can run it. They can throw it. They're multiple. They're difficult to defend. There's no doubt about that. And it'll be a physical, good test. I think there's a reason we picked each other for non-district. We think it should be a competitive game.
Jamison Kilworth, their quarterback, also their leading rusher. He's got 56 carries. The next is 12 with Alex Hansen. Similar to what you guys do, a lot of it goes through their quarterback. Is their offensive system similar to you guys or just what they do similar to you guys?
No, I would say there's a lot of similarities. We both use motion. We both use various formations. There's definitely some similarities there. Obviously, each team has their own, unique aspects they put in it, but there's definitely some similarities, and there's a reason a lot of 8-man schools quarterbacks are their leading carriers. You get one more blocker or you read a defender. They do a nice job of spreading things out. They'll also bring the two Hansen boys in the backfield, and they'll use those as lead backs. They'll hand it to it, they'll throw it to them. I think the thing on film is they can dink and dunk down the field with crossers. They can go vertical in the vertical pass game. They can throw play action. And obviously it's all set up off their run game, and they can run Kilworth or they can handle the Hansen kid. And actually the Hansen kid's played some Wildcat too. So They provide a challenge defensively for us. There's no doubt about it.
How do you feel like your defense matches up?
You know, size-wise, well, I think, you know, our RD line matches up okay with most people, but this is one of the bigger O-lines we're going to see. Skill-wise, you know, they've got some really nice pieces. So it's a similar, you know, I think we match up similarly on both sides of the ball with them. A lot of our guys on both teams go both ways. I think there's a lot of very, very even matchups. I think it's going to be a really competitive four-quarter game, and I think it's going to come down to, you know, who limits mistakes. Whether it's penalties, turnovers, you know, fourth down conversions, you know, 2-point conversions, it's going to be a game where I think we can, regardless, we're both going to learn a lot. We're going to both going to feel like we're better prepared heading into our final five games, and we're both in the same boat where we end with five district games. We're both 1-0 in district, so regardless, we both have a full season to play with ahead of us. So I think it'll be a tight matchup, a competitive matchup. I think there's a reason we picked these games. There's on various levels, but number one, I think our programs are in a very similar spot right now, and it should be a competitive game, and we're going to have to learn how to do the little things right, because a game like this, it's going to add up.
Your guys' offense been led by Aaron Olson this year. Evan Holt had a pretty nice game for you last week as well on the ground. Colin Hartle's also had some nice runs for you as well. What do you anticipate them trying to do, and where do you feel like you can have success against their defense?
You know, over the years, and they've done some different things to us. They're always well-coached, and, you know, Tom's not there, but Drew played for him, and most of his assistants are still there over the previous years, so we know they'll be really well coached. So it's going to have to be a game of adjustments. You know, they've shown man looks over the years. They've shown zone looks. They've shown four-man fronts and three-man fronts, even two-man fronts. So it's really one of those weeks where we got to focus on ourselves and focus on, you know, what our base, you know, what our reads are, because there's some weeks where we can say, okay, they're going to line up here and we can block this here and so on and so forth. This is a week where we can't get too tight in on that, because then all of a sudden we get out there and our guys have some panic where this is how we practice all week and it's not looking like that. So, you know, whether it's Aaron, whether it's Evan, whether it's the pass game with Edward and Austin and Zeke and others, we're going to have to figure out what they're given and, you know, take what's given and don't bang our head against the wall. We started throwing it a little bit better last week. So that's one thing that obviously, if we can throw it a little bit, it generally sets up our run game as well. And if we can run it successfully, it really sets up our play-action game. So we'll try to be balanced. We'll try to be multiple. You know, I really don't want to give Aaron the ball 30 times, but last week's game plan, it kind of worked out that way. If we can keep it balanced like we did the first week where Carson had some carries, Aaron had some carries, Evan had some carries, if we can get Zeke some more touches in the jet sweep game, and then obviously if we can get those our targets the ball in the pass game, we're going to try to use as many weapons as we can to make ourselves difficult and also to keep our guys healthy for not just for Friday, but for the whole season. Just try and keep them fresh and keep teams on their toes.
Does this feel like a road game? You're on the road for a second week in a row, but it's just down the road. Does it feel like a road game?
Oh, it'll feel like a road game. Anytime you're not in your own spot, you know, our own sideline, our own press box, you know, our own pregame routine, there's things that are just a little bit different when you go other places. Now, we're going to get dressed at home. We're not going to use locker rooms at their place. So we're going to try to do as many things as we would for a home game. But at the same time, you know, it's a road game, and you have to make those, you know, adjustments a little bit. But overall, the field's still 40 by 80. It's still 8-on-8. You know, those things don't change. And once you get settled in after the first drive or two, most Friday nights, you really don't feel like it's a major advantage. And, you know, hopefully that's the case this week.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time here in the pregame. Wish you the best of luck. I'll catch up with you after the game for the scoreboard show.
I appreciate the coverage.
You bet. Head Coach Sean Burks again joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame. We'll step away, take a break. Randy Spee is going to join me for the broadcast. That's coming up next right here on 93.7 at KKRL.